Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. Lefties, they're 10% of the population, and today there's a growing amount of research finding that they're more prone to certain mental disorders. Why is that, and why do these left-handed people exist? To talk about that, I'm joined by Shirley Wang, a Wall Street Journal reporter who recently wrote an article on the topic, which remains the number one most popular on the WSJ.com website today. Thank you very much for joining me, Shirley.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I should be up front and say right off the bat that I myself am left-handed. And as I read your article, I guess I began to see all kinds of drawbacks to being. So how about you? Are you a left-handed person yourself?
I am a lefty as well, yes.
I see. Wow. So I guess we've got quite an interesting club here. Well, let's begin with why left-handed people even exist. Is there any indication as to why some people are born left-handed, since it's such a small minority of humans?
Right. So that's a question that has been puzzling the scientists, because it's only partially genetic. Two right-handed parents have about a 10% chance of having a kid who's left-handed, and two left-handed parents only have about a 25% chance of having a left-handed kid. So there's certainly something else at play. And more recently, it appears that environmental factors, things like stressors when the baby is developing in the mother's womb, may have something to do with it. There have been a couple of big studies that have at least found a link between big stressful events in mothers' lives when they're pregnant, particularly in the third trimester, and the likelihood that a child will become left-handed or mixed-handed, which is using sort of one or the other hand with their different tasks, not really having a dominant hand.
I see. So the stress is causing some kind of physical or hormonal reaction, which leads to some kind of a rewiring of the brain, maybe?
Well, I think that's exactly the theory. And in particular, scientists have pointed to a stress hormone called cortisol, which is one of the main stress hormones in our bodies. It's produced throughout our lives. But during pregnancy, the mother's cortisol can actually pass through the placenta to the baby. So the sort of main theory right now is exactly what you said, that it's some kind of hormone passing, probably cortisol, but that is all theory right now.
Now, what about the concerns of mental disorders? I guess most lefties know we tend to think somewhat differently sometimes about things, but what about actual mental illnesses? Are left-handed people more prone to those?
Right, so there's been some very consistent, though not necessarily the strongest evidence, but very consistent showing that there is a link between left-handedness and also growingly mixed-handedness and things like schizophrenia, ADHD, dyslexia. And what that link, that association means is not that left-handedness at all, you know, causes it, or that everyone who's left-handed is going to develop these problems, as I think both of us know, but rather that it seems to increase the likelihood slightly that you might have these disorders if you are not a right-hander. And so scientists have been trying to figure out why is there that connection? Is there something that useful that can come out of understanding this connection?
I see, but it's really not clear as to why that is, why there is, a greater likelihood that someone suffering from, let's say, schizophrenia might be left-handed.
Right. Well, what you brought up earlier, the brain wiring, is right now the biggest, hottest topic. And the main idea there is that we have two halves of our brain, and they are not the same. And, in fact, that's supposed to be better for us. We have sort of specialized functions in different halves of the brain. I think people often heard that, the side of the brain that controls sort of the opposite side of the body is sort of that there's a cross domination there, and so it's always been assumed that there's some kind of miswiring in the brains of people who aren't right-handed, and so scientists are trying to figure that out. What's interesting in the sort of the most recent research is that, at least when it comes to ADHD, that this link seems to be the strongest for people who have who use both hands more or less equally. And what that suggests is that somehow this mixed-handedness, where you don't really have a dominant hand nor a dominant side of the brain, that seems to be particularly problematic. So the thinking is perhaps right now that not having this brain dominance, the specialization of one side of your brain, might be the problem. Brain symmetry, in fact, is not a good thing, and maybe that's what's driving some of these connections between handedness and different kinds of disorders.
I'm talking to Shirley Wang, a Wall Street Journal reporter who recently wrote an article about left-handedness, which is now featured on the WSJ.com website. Now, the article also mentioned the fact that left-handers, I think, tend to make less money than right-handers, if I read that correctly, which I found interesting. How significant is this?
Yeah, this is fascinating. A new study by a Harvard economist named Joshua Goodman. And, you know, there have been lots of other studies looking at wages and salary and economic sort of output and handedness, because there was this hypothesis that maybe there was some connection between lefties and making more money. And in fact, there have been some studies in the past that have showed with some subpopulations, so looking at only college-educated men, for instance, they do make more money than college-educated, left-handed college-educated men make more money than right-handed college-educated men. But in terms of these past studies, overall, it's been pretty mixed, and they don't often show that lefties are different from righties or lefties make more money than righties. But in this new analysis, Professor Goodman actually has three or four pretty big data sets and finds that overall, consistently across the data sets, he finds that there's an advantage when it comes to salary for righties, and it's about 10%. And the other interesting twist there is that he was trying to separate out people who are quote-unquote sort of genetic lefties from those who might have some more of these environmental stressors contributing to it, with his thinking being that if you're sort of genetically lefty, then maybe there's you just have sort of a different wiring in the brain. It's not problematic. But if you, say, sort of became left-handed because you have had stressors during your development, maybe you're more likely to then have problems later in life. And what he found is that lefties whose mothers were also lefties, they actually did not show a difference in wages and salary. So really this is driven, it seems, by this group loosely that you might call the lefties who became that way perhaps because of environmental reasons.
I guess if your mom's a lefty and she was under stress when she was pregnant, you're almost guaranteed to be a lefty at that point. You know, I wonder, because there was a point where being left-handed had an enormous stigma attached to it. People were forced to use their right hand for activities, and you know, children, I think, sometimes even had their hands tied behind their back so they wouldn't use their left hand. Has that stigma generally gone away at this point, or is there any stigma still attached to being a lefty?
Well, I guess that's a broader question that all the lefties can answer for themselves. But in general, this practice of forcing kids to switch hands has gone away, and there has been very little research actually looking at what has happened, you know, what sort of benefit or harm came of that practice. But certainly anecdotally, if you sort of read these blogs or messages from lefties who've been forced, they say that it was terrible, and I certainly didn't hear of anything in my reporting that suggests that we're going back to that at all.
So I have to ask, is there any real particular advantage in being a lefty, or is it just a whole list of things we need to look out for?
Well, I think, again, this needs to be teased out further, but there's also the sort of separation between maybe the more or less genetic lefty who just has different brain wiring and one who perhaps is more, you know, again, due to sort of environmental factors that maybe has a different kind of problematic brain wiring. But in terms of actual benefits, I mean, there's some evidence that lefties might be better at what they call divergent thinking, which is so coming up with new ideas, starting with stuff you already know and then coming up with new concepts, new thoughts, as opposed to like applying knowledge to solve a particular problem. And divergent thinking has been thought of as one aspect of creativity. So it's a long way of saying that potentially there is some indication that lefties might be a little more creative. And also, when it comes to things like sports, there have been studies looking at if left-handers have more of an advantage when playing sports compared to right-handers. And in these team sports like baseball and such, they do find that there seems to be an advantage for lefties. It seems to be not so much like natural talent, but rather that righties aren't as used to them playing against them. But nonetheless, it seems to be an advantage to be lefty in those kinds of situations.
Shirley Wang, Wall Street Journal reporter. You can find her article on left-handedness on the WSJ.com website, which it currently is the most popular article on the website. Shirley, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.